Good Saturday morning. Thanks for tuning in to Local Matters here on KTLO. This is Heather Loftus, and I'm pleased to have with us to celebrate this fine Thanksgiving weekend a good friend of ours and probably most everyone in the community, Mr. Barney Larry, the Baxter Regional Hospital Foundation.
Good morning, Heather.
How are you?
Oh, I'm delighted to be here. I was just thinking back of on the first interview that you did, you and I,
a few
years ago. No, I just, you know, I thought that was neat. Yeah, you and I had worked together for a great 4 years, and then you were interviewing me for this program. I thought that was just, it was a nostalgia.
Full disclaimer, Barney Larry's the guy that got me back to Mountain Home, hired me, and I went to work at Baxter Regional.
We're glad that you came back.
It's good. Great. It's always good to be home. Hey, the Thanksgiving weekend, that's, you know, the time that we all kind of start to reflect a little bit on the year, and of course, thankful is the one word that's on everyone's mind right now, and I know that that is the theme at the Baxter Regional Hospital Foundation right now.
It is. This has been one of our best years. We have such a great philanthropic community. I mean, Pete, we're just so blessed. I was thinking about that with our staff this last Monday. We're talking about things that the people have enabled us to do over this year, and all the giving that's been given to Baxter Regional, it's just amazing for a community our size, for people just to continue to support their institution, Baxter Regional Medical Center, through the foundation, and we've had a very blessed year, and still not done. Yes.
No. How many years have you been with the foundation?
You
now?
Know,
are
I
we
just,
nearing 20?
I just finished my 19th year. Yes.
Wow, that's awesome.
I thought I was going to spend 2 years, and that was a few years ago.
That was
and I'm
17
still there.
Years
they
ago.
Haven't run me off yet, so but I love it. You know, Baxter Regional Medical Center has a great place in my heart. I mean, the hospital has done so much for me and my family and all of our community. I mean, without this foundation of the hospital, not the foundation itself, but what the hospital has built for our community, we wouldn't have the community we have today, and we have a great hospital. Great physicians, great nurses, great auxiliary. We're just really blessed to have this special entity here.
Barney wears two major hats at Baxter Regional Medical Center. Of course, being the CEO of the Hospital Foundation, but also Vice President of Business Development there at the hospital. So you got a lot going on.
Well, but you know, I've got a lot. You know, my father always told me, he said, son, you're just as good as people you surround yourself with, and I just have wonderful people that support me and what I try to do at Baxter. And without those folks, we wouldn't be where we are today. We're just really blessed. Really
Hospital
blessed.
Foundation's had a good year.
It's had a great year. It's one of our better years. You know, our goal every year is to raise $2 million actually in cash, not on plan gifts, but just cash itself. And just the other day, we exceeded $2.2 million this year, which is a very good year for us. And think that we have another maybe a couple $100,000 to go of people have committed to us. So we're really, that's just been a wonderful year.
There's all kinds of different projects that the giving of the Hospital Foundation does, from support of nursing scholarships and physician scholarships,
right,
getting physicians back here. That's always a challenge for a rural hospital. Right. But if you can help them with med school expenses, that seems to do the
it
trick
does.
Sometimes. But then also the renovations at the hospital. If you see the different units that have been gifted to the
right.
hospital on behalf of the community, what are some of the projects that the Hospital Foundation has had their fingerprints on this year?
Well, I'll start first off with one that is a passion for me. We've been able this year to give, through the Anderson Downs Scholarship, 81 nursing scholarships for in excess of over $500,000. That's just amazing. I know Miss Anderson, Miss Downs would be looking down and say, you know, they're so proud of what they set up many years ago. And but to be able to give, to touch 81 lives, and those nurses will be coming back to Baxter Regional to work at Baxter Regional. And this has been our largest year as far as the amount of giving there. The $500,000 scholarships in 1 year is really big for us. You know, we gave out 22 scholarships to young people that are in med school that graduate from high schools in our market here. And they're either in UAMS or other med schools across the nation, and we're always excited about doing. That's the Kerr Scholarship, and so that was big. And our focus this year was on the raising money for our simulation lab, we're getting ready to put in a simulation lab. That cost of that lab is about $850,000, and you wonder, well, why do you need a simulation lab? And the reason that we need a stimulation lab is because we need hands-on training where our nurses, if they have 15 minutes and go in there and to increase their skills to help do so many things that they do there at Baxter Regional. And our physicians can use this also. So we'll basically have three rooms with three different, I guess I've called it labs, and I'm not technical, so I don't know a lot about it. But the foundation was challenged by the hospital to raise $300,000. Fortunately, we were able to raise about $350,000 through that effort, and then another $200,000 in planned gifts for that. And we'll be announcing those large donors in the near future. So about $550,000 was given for that effort for a goal of $300,000. So you can see how generous our community was, and we appreciate, you know, Justin Woods is our major gifts officer, and he led that effort and did a great job in doing that. So
you'll have to forgive me. The calendar kind of runs together on me. The ambulance campaign, did that carry over into the first part of this
actually,
year?
Actually, we funded the ambulance campaign this year. We finished the camp. We actually gave the money to the hospital this year to pay for the ambulances, and that was $300,000. But we actually raised that in 2018.
Okay. Yeah. But you see the new ambulances out and about now.
They're
and
them.
The technology inside the ambulance now and the way you can communicate when a person is placed in the ambulance. I mean, it's their immediate care from the physicians at the hospital.
That's right.
Administering drugs depending on what, you know, could be going on. And, you know, you think heart attack, stroke, you know,
whatever
more than
the severity is. They're just like your, in my opinion, they're just like you're sitting in the emergency room if you're in that ambulance. Mm-hmm. And we have great paramedics. And, you know, that service line for us is one of the best in the state. And again, that's because of our community. They're giving it because, you know, the EKG leads and all of that's been funded by the foundation, the new bed lifts that they have there, the new CPR machines that just automatically do the CPR while the paramedics are caring for the patient, which is really neat.
It's like another set of hands.
Yeah, and actually we funded that to a tune of $150,000 this year also. So another project that the foundation was able to do. So, you know, a lot of things that the foundation is able to do and support. That's what our mission is support mm-hmm. the hospital.
And then, of course, we haven't even talked about the work of the community houses that
right.
is fully supported by the foundation.
Right. You know, Cindy Costa leads that effort in the fundraising there and through our annual funds campaigns. And our goal this year was $550,000, and she raised a little over $600,000 in that effort to support the houses, which is really just remarkable. And again, that's the community effort of people giving. And, you know, these aren't $100,000 gift. These are $25,000, $25 gifts, $50 gifts, mm-hmm. $10 gifts, monthly gifts. And we've seen that increase over the years as people have seen what these four houses do and the lives that they touch. It's just remarkable. In fact, the Pice House, let's see, we'll be celebrating next year is 20 years in existence. Because we opened a month after I came to the hospital.
And it was such a one-of-a-kind
right.
when it first opened. And
right.
still to this day, 20 years later, still remains so unique to the
That's
area
right.
that it serves. I mean, if you need a free wig,
yeah.
that, you know, they have a wig room at the Pites
right.
House, you'd have to travel to Jonesboro mm-hmm. or Northwest Arkansas. I mean, there's nowhere else in between that, you know, has those kind of services free available.
Yeah, that's true. And just so many, and the support groups that we have there that support, you know, when people walk into there to the Pice House, you know, most of them have been just diagnosed with cancer, and no one knows what the future is. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think that the house gives hope to those people. And I was just in the other day, a lady came in, and you could tell she was just so emotional. And Melissa, our director, you know, just hugged her and basically took her in and set her down and told her, you know, well, here is the opportunity that you have, and just really gave her hope and assurance that there's people here to support through that journey. And that's what we're trying to do at the Pice House, to walk with people through a journey that's dark sometimes, but there is light at the other end.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the real key.
And also the groundbreaking work of the Murruk Center
right.
and their Rock Steady Boxing, which people are starting to travel from all over the United States to come see that program.
And we have some good news there. We have been given a big donation for the old Simple Man's building out north of town. We now own that building through a generous donation of a donor. We'll be announcing that in the near future. We're going to move our Rocksteady program. Now, the Rat Club has been very generous to let us use their area for the Start to program, but we've outgrown that now. We have 50 or more participants in the Rocksteady that focuses on Parkinson's disease. And so now we'll be able to increase those classes where we can have up to 100 or so in those classes. Now we'll break those classes down. We won't ever have 100 in there, but we'll get to have so many more as we open up that's what that old Simple Man's building for the Rocksteady program.
And no disrespect to Jody or Stephanie with the Rappel Diabetes Learning Center or the Schliemann Center for Women's Health Education, but I need to take a commercial break. So let's take a break. You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO. Welcome back to Local Matters on KTLO. We're visiting once again with Mr. Barney Larry of the Baxter Regional Hospital Foundation. Barney, you mentioned several times in our first segment about what playing gifts were able to allow the hospital foundation to do. When you talk about playing gifts, I mean, what are you referring to?
Well, when we talk about playing gifts, I call it the future of Baxter Regional Medical Center because without those planned gifts, our goal of the mission of the hospital board is to stay independent. You know, that's one part of our mission statement is to be independent because this hospital is owned by our communities. You and I and everyone owns this hospital, and we want to make our decisions locally here. So our goal is to stay, but we need dollars to be able to do that. Planned gifts enable someone to make a gift to the hospital without doing anything but saying, in my will, I will leave this amount of money, or in my trust, I'm going to set up this type of endowment, because these type of gifts will continue in the future as we're all called to a higher place, will support Baxter Regional Medical Center, and we need those gifts. Our goal is every year to receive at least commitments of $2 million in planned gifts. Our goal is to build a pipeline where we have about $30 million in that pipeline, because if we had $30 million in that pipeline, it's a lot of money, there's no question. If we have $30 million in that pipeline, the revenues from that $30 million would be about $2.1 million a year that would be able to fund any deficit at Baxter Regional. And we have a very slim margin at Baxter Regional Medical Center. And I could go into all of that, and Ron probably will speak to that when he's...
Ron will be here in a couple of weeks.
Right.
We'll let him talk about that.
Because we do have a slim margin, so we have to help with those operations, we as a community, meaning. So the plan gifts help do that. Presently, we have about $20 million in that pipeline. So we need another $20 million of plan gifts. So all a person has to do is say, when God calls me home, I will leave a certain amount. And that amount doesn't have to be hundreds of thousands. It could be 10,000. It could be 50. It could be a home. We have many folks that give us their houses. We own a lot of real estate here through the foundation. And basically, we take those dollars and lease those homes out or sell those homes and invest the money. And all the money from those type of endowments, we just spend earnings. So those things continue to give back to the hospital. So planned gifts are really a key component of what we need to do at Baxter Regional Center. And we'd be glad, we don't give professional advice, but we encourage them to talk to their CPAs or their attorneys about how to set up a planned gift, and we'd be glad to lead them through that process. But we need planned gifts. That's a key to our independence for the years to come. It really is.
And the independence of Baxter Regional Medical Center to the community of the Twin Lakes area is vital to our own sustainability and any growth that we want to see.
It is very vital. And, if a big institution, we were looking at the other day, the possibility of someone coming in and taking over Baxter Regional Medical Center, if that would happen, and that's not planned by any means. We've not had anybody approach us, and we don't want anybody to approach us. But we could easily lose 400 or 500 jobs in our community because some of the major services would be moved to a bigger city, and we don't want that to happen. So that's why the planned gifts are essential to what we're trying to do is our mission at Baxter Regional Medical Center.
Today is Small Business Saturday, so we think of retail institutions and we want to go out and shop and such, but there are so many small family-owned businesses who work hand-in-hand and directly with the hospital that, that's such an important component of it as well.
That's true. We now employ 1,800 people at Baxter Regional Medical Center. When I started there...
Are you the largest employer?
No, we are the largest.
You and the lab kind of duke it out every now and then.
Well, right now, we're the largest. When I started there, 19 years ago, We had a little less than 1,000. So we have almost doubled in these last 19 years, and we continue to grow. We're putting on new clinics, continue to add new service lines. You know, neurosurgery has become, especially on the spine and all in the last few years, have been a big service line that we've never had before. And so it's been really good that we can support those types of services for our community.
What's on your wish list for the Hospital Foundation?
Oh, you know, I think the wish list is, I really, before I leave, and, you know, not sure when that's going to be, but, well, unless they kick me out, you know, but seriously.
You're on the Bob Knight retirement plan.
Yeah, I guess so. You never know.
Keep saying you want to retire, but it's not going
to
happen.
It's hard to. You know, and I drive up in the hospital drive every morning, and I just look at the place. You know, I'm just so proud to be a part of Baxter Region. I mean, I'm very humbled to even have a part of that, because it's such a great mission for our community. I think my wish list is that we would get to that $30 million in our plan gift pipeline, because I know that that would give us the foundation that we need for this thing to exist for another 15, 20 years. Mm-hmm. I think that's really a key. And then I think, I think that help everybody understand that this is a great institution. You know, the Baxter Region was named one of the top 100 employers in Arkansas this year. Our physicians and nurses and auxiliary, you know, they don't do it, and our staff doesn't do these things for the recognition. They do it to take care of their family, friends, and all. And so my wish list is to see this thing continue to grow, to continue to be as stable as it is, and just to serve every patient, every time, the best we can. And I think our people try to do that. I mean, the addition, we were talking about what happened, you know, we've been very fortunate this year to have we're always looking outside our box. You know, we now have a grand pianist played 3 or 4 hours a day. Miss Jeannie Alley, had donated a beautiful grand piano. She directs what I call a ministry every day that piano is played. And as people walk in our doors, they can hear the consoling music and, you know, different hymns or different things that just gives them peace. And that's what we're trying to do, is create a essence of hope when people walk in the door at Baxter Regional Medical Center. And that's it. I just want people to feel when they have when they're hurting, they can come to Baxter Regional and they can be taken care of. That's my dream all the time.
So after Cyber Monday and you do all that good stuff, we have Giving Tuesday.
We do.
And Giving Tuesday is crucial to the Hospital Foundation and an important moment for all of us to kind of step back and remember the true part of the season.
That's right, and it is, and we expect a big day on Giving Tuesday. Our auxiliary, again, our volunteers have stepped up, and they said, you know, if whatever you raise up to $30,000, we will match it this year. And that's just generous. They're so generous to us. You know, this last year they gave us over $400,000, the auxiliary. You know, they have a $1 million endowment that they've created here a couple years ago. Our volunteers are amazing. So, but Giving Tuesday is important. So if people give on that Tuesday, their gift will be matched up to $30,000. And we need those gifts. Those gifts will make all the difference in our operations as we close out the year.
So give one, get one on Giving Tuesday for the Baxter Regional Hospital Foundation. And donations will be matched up to $30,000. Right. You can do that by giving online at BaxterRegional.org and click on the foundation. You know what's also fun? It's just drive over to Medical Arts, walk inside, ground floor. It's easy to get in, easy to get out. Jillian will be at the front desk. Barney will be running around somewhere there. Cindy, Justin, everyone would love to see you and help you be a part of Giving Tuesday.
So true. They're come by this coming Tuesday.
Happy Thanksgiving weekend.
Heather, thank you for having us. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thankful for Baxter Regional Medical Center. Let's take a break. You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO.